This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, we got Sheriff Joe Arpaio. This is a big interview, who is running for the Senate and in a dead heat with the establishment candidate. He's going to be joining us. But first, in the next 30 minutes, we've got the head of Project Veritas, who has released one of the most devastating videos yet, months and months long, inside investigation of Twitter, censoring conservatives and libertarians and more. And now Twitter is caught silencing James O'Keefe amid censorship expose. That story's from Kit Daniels on Infowars.com. But first, Russia fraud is now imploding. A key John Bowne report.
While the agents of fraud and slander attempt to take down the president's character,
we're not at a 25th Amendment level yet. Or they would.
It's alarming.
This is alarming in every way. And then this went on. Okay, this is a little 25th Amendment. So 25th Amendment is a concept that is alive every day in the White House.
The president has this intensely loyal base, but is still unpopular with most Americans.
No, it's been a concern for the White House for a while now that the president is surrounded by people who don't necessarily respect or like him very much, and the president, I think, is aware of that, and it bothers him.
TD Bank has finally handed over the documents regarding Fusion GPS's Steele dossier investigation they were so desperately clutching to. The House Intelligence Committee subpoenaed the over 70 documents under a confidential settlement. Fusion GPS is appealing, claiming their employees' identities have been compromised. The Hill reports Fusion GPS officials have hit back at House Republicans, saying they do not believe the dossier led to the federal probe into the alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russian election meddling.
For more than 5 months now, we've had 20 members of the House Judiciary Committee calling for a second special counsel to evaluate the nexus between the DNC, the Clinton Foundation, Fusion GPS, and Russians, the very Russians who told lies to undermine the President of the United States both before and after his election. So we'll get to the bottom of this, and the fact that we're turning up the heat on our investigation is likely one reason why Glenn Simpson wanted to tell his side of the story in the newspaper. Now we're ready for him to tell his side of the story in open hearings in Congress.
People really believe that the FBI did not know who paid for that dossier. I've got a bridge to sell you.
Why are they all coming out suddenly saying, okay, it's a total fraud, it's authoritarian, it's all a lie? Because they got caught and it blew up in their face. There's like 27, depending on how you look at it, Justice Department and FBI officials who were all running the Russiagate thing, and then they, like, basically all, except for a couple, gave money to their wives and husbands of government money in the millions to put out the PP Gay dossier. The real crime is the millions of taxpayer dollars from the FBI and Justice Department to the wives and husbands of people at Fusion GPS that made it up.
Making the entire matter worse, we learned that the FBI paid Steele an additional $50,000 to update the phony dossier. The Democrats want to talk about collusion. They want to talk about dirty tricks. This is the dirtiest trick I've ever seen.
Also, a senior fellow working for John McCain's Institute is feeling the heat. Byron York, who flew to London in November of 2016 to retrieve the dossier, which unbeknownst to McCain had been floating around D.C., is now under subpoena for not being forthright. The Washington Examiner reports, in the session, Kramer told House investigators that he knew the identities of the Russian sources for the allegations in the Steele dossier. But when investigators pressed Kramer to reveal those names, he declined to do so. Now he is under subpoena. The subpoena directs Kramer to appear again before the House investigators on January 11th. This should make for some real fireworks as Fusion GPS reveals the inner workings of a multi-million dollar political witch hunt that has backfired. John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extracts. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
The authoritarians that are controlling this planet to a great extent, the technocrats, the big tech giants, they admit they're setting up something called a technocracy. And the definition of technocracy is an authoritarian world government that uses technology and the tracking of information to control what the general population does. Pull up your own definition. But it is an authoritarian system. And if you read about Davos and the EU and the Goldman Sachs, they all say, we are technocrats. We are technocrats. Now, I'd read that in their documents 20 years ago and talk about it. But you go read what they're saying publicly now. That's what they've set up. That's what they've established. And James O'Keefe from Project Veritas has been at the heart of exposing it. And as you can see, you're watching on television right now. He will be entering the studio here momentarily, kind of like I am sometimes. He's busy with some big breaking news, but he's about to be there here in just a moment. I sure understand having so many things in the air. So many pans on the stove that we're juggling here. So he's going to be joining us here in just a moment. But he didn't just catch him on tape a few months ago saying, our main mission is to censor Alex Jones and the Liberty Movement. That was Google and YouTube. He's now, you know, got the Democrats saying we steal elections, we bust in illegals to vote, we have them vote the names of dead people. And he didn't just expose all the other countless things like Acorn and bring that down. Just showing if there was more investigative journalists, we would have already won this thing. But we're starting to win. But we're just starting to win. We're starting to turn the tide. But now he's got undercover video that is incredible that's on ProjectVeritas.com, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Top Story on DrudgeReport.com, at least the last time I looked this afternoon. Undercover Twitter engineers to ban way of talking through shadow banning algorithms to censor opposing political views. And Drudge has the headline that they admit they are opposing people's views, period. Just not letting you communicate if you're a Christian, a conservative, a libertarian. If you say a terror attack is Islamic when ISIS is taking responsibility, they'll have a congressional hearing the day it happens and have Google, Facebook, and Twitter there. And they go, Paul Watson at InfoWars is number one on Twitter. And he says that it's an Islamic attack and they've been warned. And they go, sir, we banned it during lunch. I mean, so a lot of this is out in the open now, but this is incredible at their meetings, at restaurants. We're going to find out how long this investigation went, but this is one of the most damning because they brag about, yeah, we spy on the president. We're ready to give the Justice Department, implying they've got something in his private Twitter stuff where people are contacting you. That's like tapping the president's phone. And they say, we're ready to give it to Congress, implying there's something. This is how incredible it is. We should put this back on screen, the deep state symbol, because you think of deep state as government. But it's the tech giants. It's Google, Facebook, Twitter. They're the ones that nobody has got a leg up on. I mean, they're the king daddies, and they're the fake liberals, and they're manned by all these SJWs right out of university who are proud of their censorship. So James O'Keefe, You have done it again, my friend. Congratulations. They're at Project Veritas. Lay out the etymology of this and the footage, because we play it, we'll run out of time. You having you here is amazing infiltration.
Well, Alex, I mean, this is one of the greatest censorship stories in modern times. I mean, the things these people are saying on this video, I think this is certainly the biggest thing we have ever done. These are the most powerful people in the world. There you have it on the screen in front of you. Our strategy is to shadow ban. Now, your viewers might know what this is, but really what they're saying is that when you tweet or Facebook something, you think it's going to your users. What these companies are doing and these engineers are on video describing is how they make you think that your information is going to your users, but the people on the timeline don't see the information. That's what a shadow ban is. And they talk about how they specifically targeted, and this is their words, not mine, rednecks, conservatives who tweet about the flag, and they create algorithms where if you mention these things that correlate with certain ideas, they ban you, and they call it S-H-I-T-T-Y people. This is what the policy executives, these are not low-level employees. These are executives at Twitter. Stephen Pierre, a Twitter engineer, says, we want to, quote, ban a way of talking. I hope you play some of these clips for your audience, because this is truly extraordinary. They say they want to downrank S-H-I-T-T-Y people to not show up. We're working on that right now. So they're describing the products and the pro. There's Singh, who's on the direct messaging team, talking about how they use algorithms to target Julian Assange, to target conservatives, and to ban a way of talking.
We're going to play some of the video once you've left, but just in the time we have, people,
yes, absolutely, absolutely.
People need to go to Project Veritas and see it for themselves in InfoWars. But it just shows a total culture of censorship and dehumanizing white people as rednecks. But then Julian Assange, that's, you know, bipartisan, exposing things, a real hero. You know, they're calling him bad things as well. I mean, these are horrible people. And but again, they're getting directives from on high that this is to be done.
Yes, they're getting directives. It's part of the culture. One of the executives in the tape, Alex, says that there's an unwritten policy. There you have it, Mo. He says there's an unwritten policy to do this, even though it's not part of the language. He's just, you know, taking certain tweets down. Alex, Twitter bills itself as the public square. And what your audience needs to understand is if they take away our rights to share our ideas on these platforms, where are we going to go? I mean, most people don't have the power to create their own website. I know these are private companies, and we may not want the government to intervene. But unless the CEO of Twitter makes their algorithms public so the users know what they're doing, the government didn't have a choice but to intervene. I mean, this is scary stuff. And don't take my word for it. They're on tape saying their whole MO is to, quote, ban a way of talking. This is the greatest censorship story of modern times. And unlike the mainstream media, Alex, we don't just anonymously quote sources. We have these people dead to rights. How do we do it? We spent a year undercover building and drawing these people out, building their trust. A lot of these people are not even American citizens because they outsource a lot of this engineering to other countries. They bring people in on student visas. In this video, you'll see a lot of foreign workers describing how they target American patriots just because they don't like what they have to say. And we're not talking about white supremacists or Nazi people. They're just targeting moderate conservative
people. But, James, that's what globalism is ganging up on nation states, taking it over, letting China have, you know, lower taxes than we have, designed to deindustrialize us. It's Cloward and Piven. And here they are saying, we're going after all the opposition. Now we've got a story on Infowars.com. I don't know if you know about this, but Twitter has been caught now censoring your exposure.
Now, how is that? I didn't see that one. Are they muting me? Are they shadow banning my stuff now?
Yes, with O'Keefe's suspension, Twitter confirms authenticity of Project Veritas videos. Twitter unblocked James O'Keefe's account after suffering massive backlash for silencing the Project Veritas founder as his expose Twitter political censorship went viral.
You know what's amazing, Alex, is that we're using Twitter's platform to get the information out. They are really in a pickle. They're in a bind because they can't ban me. They reinstated my account there. A lot of people on – this is trending on Twitter, Alex, believe it or not. Isn't that ironic? Shadow ban, hashtag shadow ban is trending on Twitter from my looking at my phone here. And everyone is tweeting at the CEO of Twitter. This is big stuff. By the way, Alex, yesterday Twitter issued a statement. The statement was, quote, the individual depicted in the video – was speaking in a personal capacity and does not represent Twitter. So they're saying this is a rogue employee, and today we have eight 8 rogue employees, including on the policy team. We have we have engineers on the direct messaging team. We have engineers describing things they're doing. This is historic.
And this is what YouTube does. They also put you into a phantom zone where you think you're hitting your subscribers, but only people going to Project Veritas or Real Alex Jones. You have to go there looking for it yourself to share it, and you caught YouTube executives saying the exact same thing about us. So this is incredible. So first they ban you, then it blows up in their face because you're covering this. Now they have to unban you. And then you make the point, well, you know, it's their company, but they hold out it's a public square. It's false advertising.
Right.
And it's all secret. And then they discriminate. I mean, if you can't, you know, say no to baking a gay couple's cake, you sure can't keep conservatives off Twitter.
Well, they're also giving direct messages, according to them, to the government. And yesterday's video, they say, well, we go into your DMs. And one of the things that they're saying, Alex, and this is really graphic, but this is some of the stuff that's going to come out. They're talking about private genital photos. Now, I don't put that stuff on there. Maybe there's an American.
Sure, but like the NSA or worse, they're going through all your private messages, trolling it, enjoying themselves like a bunch of people.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is at least
for the freeway. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is our guest. We're going to play some clips after he leaves us here in about 4 minutes. But James, as you said, I can sense this is historic because it just shows the censorship and it gets people excited about promoting the story and then they see it being censored. Hey, if this is what they're doing, then bring it out in the light. Give us more details of what's in the video, but also the shockwaves this is sending across the world right now.
This is this is the biggest thing we've ever done. We've done some big ones. This thing is rocking Silicon Valley. I mean, my phone is blowing up, right? I'm not just saying this to hype it. This is. I mean, Twitter corporate issued a second response here, and in the last hour, saying we're not doing it when they're on video doing it. This might force their CEO to. I mean, you guys got to tweet at Jack Dorsey at Jack Dorsey. This is the biggest censorship story in modern times, and unlike the mainstream media, we have them dead to rights. They're caught on video. It's not me quoting people in a text article. They're on tape in restaurants, in areas where there's no expectation of privacy, talking about how they target people using their algorithms. And everything we do is on the line because Twitter is the modern public square. Whether we like it or not, these companies are the modern public square. And they're describing how they censor moderate voices, not ultra-right-wing ones. And you know what, Alex? I got to say something that's happening right now. This is not a right-wing story. There's a lot of people, mainstream people, who are raising their eyebrows and patting us on the back. And the media is going to be dragged kicking and screaming into covering this one. So I'm really proud of our team for what we've, you know, my undercover journalists, put their lives on the line for this. And they get attacked. And I got the Attorney General of California sending me an audit letter, which I'm going to publish soon. I mean, everything is on the line. And this is the greatest censorship issue of our time, and there's more to come. I've got more videos.
We're witnessing organized, focused racketeering, in my view, in meetings, at events, in classrooms, but then out at bars, about how they're organized, how they're censoring. We're going to play some of the clips after you leave here in a minute or two. And again, the fact that they try to deny it, they know it's damning. It's going to completely blow up in their face. And then you add the Google censorship, the YouTube admitting it to everybody. The stuff that you got about me is now being used in current lawsuits from Google executives that have gone public. It looks like the whole house of cards is starting to go down. And if you track the line of what's giving it's the key intel, it's Project Veritas, my friend.
Yeah, James Damore sued Google this week. I've been in touch with him. Charles Johnson sued Twitter this week. Dennis Prager sued YouTube. Everything you guys have been saying is in this video. I mean, I can't even, I kind of have to let the video speak for itself. You know, I mean, all I can say is the one request that I have for your audience right now is go to Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, and tweet at Jack Dorsey, at J-A-C-K, and say, hey, Jack, you know, you better answer for this. Make your algorithms public. It's a user-driven system. We don't want government intervention, but you got to make it public because anonymity breeds responsibility. And, Alex, I'd like to come back on your show because the next video we release, I mean, I can't even make this stuff
James,
up.
James, you got the hotline, and anytime you call us, you're on. Please give us an update tomorrow. You are on top of the biggest story probably in the world right now. Incredible. Thank you so much.
I'll be back. See ya.
Thank you. Yeah, he's got to go. Folks. Let me tell you, I don't just send donations around. I sent $20,000 there a few months ago because the video they got of Google saying that I'm the number one enemy and they're censoring me, when they got to the lawyers, they said, this is it. No matter how good their lawyers are, you win. And we're getting ready. And it's being used in the other lawsuit, the Damore suit. And they got more documents. And I don't want to just sue for me. These pigs are blocking everything we do and then not even letting us. Oh, we send out to our millions of subscribers. Nobody gets it. We do all this. They demonetize us 95%. Don't even tell us. And then they got these arrogant people that get up on their high horse video and they just arrogantly shoot rednecks like Julian Assange. Yeah, we're shutting him down. The guy that George W. Bush wanted arrested. It's sick. But again, they're liberals, so it's okay to be fascist. And you see how Antifa doesn't want you to be able to march? And they tell our reporters with guns in Austin, you can't go through here to the Capitol. We have guns. Are you scared? No one's like, yeah, you're hitting me with clubs and you have guns. If your finger's on the trigger, I am actually shaking. The police just say, we've been ordered to stand down. Sorry, Owen. Well, these are the same people running these platforms, and they want to censor everything. And they are the internet. They get everybody to go on their platform, say they're free and open, and then secretly start censoring. So I'm not bragging when I tell you we've given $100,000 for this big investigation into pedophilia that's been there in the arrest. All of it's going to be here soon. We even supplied a lot of the, I'm leaving it at that, and we're helping Veritas behind the scenes. That's why you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need to commit. And I don't want to sit there with the information time we have and plug this, plug that. We got the best supplements, the best game-changing products, the best T-shirts, the best films, the best books, just material to fight the globalists. And I've been so busy. Half the stuff we had at 50% off isn't 50% off because it sold out. But we got Secret 12 sold 50%. Survival Shield X2, you got to get that, 50%. Supermel, 50%, and a bunch of other stuff. The Crossroads of Hunter Wilde, the new Mike Norris film. This is what a second American Revolution, Civil War would look like. Very important. InfoWars, endorsed by his father, Chuck Norris. InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, Chuck is a daily listener, and he's been on before, but little birdie told me, I think we're going to have Chuck very soon in person here, so that's always great, because he's a really smart guy. But right now, let's play a few minutes of O'Keefe, who is just on fire, because, again, it's the arrogance and how they're talking about, they're calling us pieces of crap. And we know that if we put out a clip of Hillary saying black people are subhuman, they block it. Because they don't want you to see Hillary saying blacks are super predators and aren't good people and deserve longer prison sentences. That's the stuff. And it's in the WikiLeaks they censor. They all do it. Then they deny they do it. Well, you're going to get antitrust suits and discrimination suits, and you are getting sued. And I told you I was going to sue you, but I was told, Alex, sign on once the class action goes. And now you see all the lawsuits with my name in them. Every one of the damn things. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and go to this clip from the Project Veritas expose. It's on InfoWars.com right now. Get our articles about it and tweet it at the head of Twitter from Real Alex Jones right now. Here's a clip.
We're trying to get the people on the floor. It's a product thing.
Let's say for the pro-Trump thing, and I am anti-Trump. I was like, oh, I banned this whole account. I go to you. And then it's at your discretion. And if you're anti-Trump, you're like, oh, you know, let them all those right. Let it go.
The idea of the shadow ban is that you ban someone, but they don't know they've been banned because they keep posting, but no one sees their content. So they just think that no one's engaging with their content, when in reality no one's seeing it. I don't know if Twitter does this anymore.
How do you know if it's a lie and not another person?
You use machine learning. Look for Trump or America or any of like 5,000 like keywords to describe a redneck. And then you look and you like parse all the messages, all like the pictures, and then you look for like stuff that matches like that stuff.
So is it gonna like ban, essentially ban certain mindsets and or people who could be negative?
No. Yeah, they allow the Twitter people like Oberman to run and say he's gonna kill everybody and murder everybody, he stays up. And they call, oh, don't be negative. Don't say that. Oh, look, the lowest black unemployment. We tweeted this week the lowest black unemployment level ever to millions of people on our platforms and got a couple hundred responses because they were only seeing it at Real Alex Jones or at Prison Planet with Paul. And Paul's one of the biggest guys on Twitter, despite the fact you have to go to his Twitter page to even see the material.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, he only executed the law faithfully as a federal officer with an astounding track record and exemplary awards in the DEA. Then he was one of the longest-serving, most successful sheriffs ever in Maricopa County, executing the law. Then George Soros put millions of dollars in to stop him, clear election fraud, removed him very narrowly, and now, like a phoenix rising back, despite the fact that the globalists are giving 20-to-1 money to his competitor, he's now in a dead heat, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Arpaio in dead heat with, I'm not going to say their name, in GOP race for U.S. Senate in Arizona. Now, just like internal bots showed, and I told you that Trump was 15 points ahead, Hillary stole 5 states, tried to steal others. State Homeland Security has exposed it. We now know 7+ million people voted with the names of dead folks. Project Veritas exposed the Democrats admitting that. They're going to hit him with massive fraud, but it doesn't matter. We have all got to get very aggressive to get Sheriff Opaya, who's already served a long, long career defending this republic, in there. But we can do it, just like we got the message of President Trump. He didn't even know that he was going to be put in prison by a federal judge for executing the law. So we can do it, and this is the time, but we are facing criminals. And so he is the guy we must have. I'm not saying the other candidate's evil. I'm just saying he is the literal knight in shining armor, the committed person. And it's a message to the globalists as well. You destroy people that stand up for what's right, we will rebuild them the next day. You know, I want to use the Christ allegories, but we'll use the Phoenix allegory. He's out in Phoenix. Sheriff Joe for America.com. Now, these are establishment polls where we know they sample establishment people. But it's just amazing. How do folks get behind this? Tell us about the Senate race, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your hard work, Alex. Glad we have you. You can't always listen to the other networks, which they call fake news. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, they've been saying that I say there's a Mars base with kids on it. There's no video of me saying it. They just say I said that, just like they say you hate Mexicans when you're married to. I mean, it's just they're such liars.
Well, yeah, but that's something that's been after me since at least the last 15 years when I started the fight against illegal immigration. And you know what happened the last election? The biggest fraud that they perpetrated against me, emanating from the Holder and Obama district judges, wouldn't even give me jury trials. So I can go on and on. On a misdemeanor, contempt of court. How can you beat a contempt of court by a judge? You think the other judges are going to rule against me or for me? No, they rule against me.
Well, we've only got you for this segment and the next, and I want to get into the Senate race. I want listeners all over the country to donate, to get involved, to travel there, to get on the job, to show them you destroy one of our people, we will build them back up. Now, this is so important to get you in the Senate, but expanding on that, since you raised that, we now know, can we put it behind me on screen for TV viewers? Because our folks built this working with our folks. We have the list. In fact, I lost my list. Will you guys bring it back in, the list of the people at the Justice Department and FBI that we compiled that have either recused themselves, been fired, or removed from the deputy director on down. There's the list. Obama, Lynch, Comey, Sally Yates, of course Hillary fired by not being elected, McCabe, Orr, Carlin, Page, Stork, Baker, Prinstap, and then on down, literally all the same people hiring their wives and husbands at Fusion GPS for the fake dossier. McCain then delivers the fake dossier, got caught lying about it. Just the way they tried to kangaroo court you into prison, this whole Russia thing about Trump, you've been on the parallel rails, literally being railroaded into prison like they're trying to do our president, when it turns out Hillary is above her eyeballs in Russian collusion. Can you speak to that?
Well, you know, it was sad because I spent, 30 years with the Federal Drug Enforcement, most of the time in management, regional director, I can go on and on. And my whole life was dedicated in that federal system. And now what I'm hearing that's going on in Washington with our law enforcement agencies and officials and the federal courts, it's kind of sickening. But you know what? You got to be a fighter. I did run for sheriff in 92, and I got beat last year, and you know the story behind that. And I went into retirement, decided to come out of retirement, which I really wasn't retired. I was still active in certain situations. So I decided, my wife and I have been married 60 years a couple of weeks ago, so I had to talk to her on this. And I decided to run for U.S. Senate with the flake seat. So I'm going to take a lot of criticism, Alex. You know that. Right now they're hitting me in all ways you can think of. The head of the Democratic Party, Tom Perez, he's the one that did the hatchet job on me, according to orders from Obama. And now he's saying he's going to get me no matter what it takes. But, you know, he can be my guest. Call me a convicted criminal, the misdemeanor, contempt of court. Same time you can get for a dog barking. Now, the president, Trump, pardoned me on that case. He knew it was all garbage, so I have to thank him.
Well, plus you were convicted by a Democrat operative judge. That's why I paralleled, if we can put that on full screen for people, of almost everyone in that small network of people, 25 total, but only about 12 in the inner circle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I mean, you know, we're not talking about many people. Total, 20-something. And almost all of them have been totally discredited, and they're on their own email and text messages admitting it's a fraud premeditatedly to set the president up. Same thing on you. They're committed to crimes, not us.
Well, but they don't know I have some information regarding that situation, a dossier and so on. So I'll be talking about that soon, the people behind that. So when they take me on, they seem to forget I'm not a typical politician. I'm a law enforcement official. I've been around as sheriff for 24 years and then all my other experience. So I have information. I'm not some politician that goes by vote records and then they switch over at the last minute to say how great our president is, which of course he is. So when you're dealing with a law enforcement guy that does take on tough issues, including the fake birth certificate and how they went after me, the Justice Department, they're doing the same thing against Donald Trump. So I'm used to that, and I feel sorry for the president, and I'm going to, I hope, get elected to the Senate, be an ally and friend of his, and all, because that means it helps Arizona. His policies and agenda helps the people of Arizona that I expect to represent.
Well, that's the bottom line, is that we are all been on the same path, not as much as you or not as much as Trump. I mean, I've not personally been through what you've been through, but I'm a lot younger. I've experienced going after your kids, your family, your name, lying about you, trying to destroy your business, suing you. And that's why if somebody's good, standing up for the average person and really being wholesome, they're going to come after you. And it's the same thing. It's like Trump said 2 years ago. Look, the Dream Act as it is a blank check to come in and bring your family in. If you can prove you've been here legally since you were a kid, whatever, yeah, go to a judge, we'll let you stay. Then he says, we're going to do that now. They go, oh, the right wing says Trump's backtracking. No, that was the media misrepresenting, saying he hates Mexicans, just like you always, you know, get lied about. And then they say you flip-flop when you say nice things because they're misrepresenting what you really said.
Yeah, well, you're talking about all these activists and ACLU, and you're talking about the news media. There's some good people in the news media. You know that. You're in the news media. You're a good guy. You get your message across. So that's something you have to put up with when you're high profile, when they're zeroing in on you and using the power of the United States government with all their money and their agendas. It's sad.
Sure, let's come back and talk about the campaign and how we help you get elected, because it's a strong message to the establishment Republicans, the Democrats, everybody else. They're not going to be able to jackknife this like they did with Roy Moore if we get behind Sheriff Arpaio.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Back, final segment with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, one of the most embattled individuals in modern history, a true fighter. Even if you disagree with his policies, you got to admire how focused he is, how dedicated his energy. But then you actually study his real policies. He's a great guy. You see what the media says about him. It's total crap. I see stuff in the news all the time I never said. Hillary's killing kids in the basement of a pizza place. There's no video. There's no audio. They just make it up, cobble it together. Notice a lot of times you watch the news, so-called news, you'll see audio of me, but not the show that's also TV. Because they can edit the audio, folks, and it's just so frustrating. And I told people I'm going to start suing folks. That was my next question for Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who's in a dead heat for the Republican primary there to be running for Senate, which is so important right now with them trying to get enough votes to impeach the president. Because a lot of Republican establishment folks, they're saying, might actually go with an impeachment if we lose the midterms in 2018 and just a seat or two could be key. So could it be Trump that saved Arpaio from a fraudulent investigation and then Arpaio saves Trump? That tends to be the way destiny works. But regardless, I don't go to the audience and bitch at you and say, hey, do more, buy more products, spread the articles, thank our affiliates more. I know you're doing a lot, but we're all in a fight. So everybody needs to seriously go to Sheriff Joe, SheriffJoeForAmerica.com, SheriffJoeForAmerica.com, and they need to donate and they need to volunteer and they need to get involved, because in the polls he's either ahead or neck and neck, but you know they're going to have people voting in the names of dead people. You know they get the illegals and hop them all up and tell them he's the enemy just because he's for law and order, and they're going to try to vote against him, and there's serious fraud in Arizona. So we need to get him 5, 10, 15 points ahead to even have a chance of winning like Trump did, which we can do if you take action. But this isn't about shooting our mouths off. It's about doing it. Show, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, what can we do to make sure you win this primary?
Well, just what you're doing now, Alex. Appreciate it, putting that word out and motivating my base. I never lost a Republican primary. Even in the last election, I won by 40% on the Republican primary. So I have strong support across the state. I've had that for years and years, and I want to thank all the people in other counties for always supporting me, not that they could vote for me and so on, but I've been giving speeches constantly, not only there, but recently across the nation, and I've been doing that, helping the Republican Party. When Donald Trump ran, remember way back in June of 15, he announced, and he came here for his first rally in July 2015. I introduced him. You couldn't get any politics to get on a stage, but I did. I never met him prior to that. I liked what I heard, and I said he will be the next president, and he is. He made it, and I'll tell you, I don't go against people that I endorse. I stick with them to the bitter end, especially President Trump. I'm with him to the bitter end. I don't like to say bitter. It's going to be a successful end. But you know what I'm talking about.
Like Churchill said, we're going to defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We're going to go on to the end, and we'll never surrender.
Yeah, I don't surrender either. And I talked to my wife. We've been married 60 years, 2 weeks ago. I'm not forgetting that. I'm trying to get the times, man. It's about two weeks ago. Talk to her about running. She's tough, too. This isn't easy for her. But I'm doing it not for just the president. I'm doing it for our country. I'm doing it for Arizona. You know, we had two senators here, and they're not good friends of the president. Well, I'm going to go to Washington, and I'm not going to rubber stamp everything he does. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm never going to go against him. Even after he makes a decision, I may not agree with it, but he's still the commander in chief. He still runs this country. I still support the people of Arizona. And if there is a disagreement, I will talk to the people of Arizona and let them know what the president is doing. So I can't go back against him. It's not in my style.
Well, sure, and I mean, Flake is a Democrat, a backstabber. He's a total joke, and I feel sorry for folks that have the name Flake, but if the name fits, if the shoe fits, a Flake by any other name is still a Flake. You've got these flaky rhinos, and again, what you've done versus what they said about you, all the fights, the fact that you're committed to do this, just is all the more reason for everybody to get involved. And imagine how angry they're going to be if you end up being the guy that takes Flake's seat, and you are so incredibly close.
Well, you know, I'm going there for the people of Arizona. I'm not part of what they call the establishment. You know, I get along with everybody. Even in foreign countries, I get along with.
Yeah, but the establishment is anti-American globalist. So just because you're not anti-government, you're pro-American government, but you are anti-globalist.
Yeah, and by the way, not just law enforcement. So I love what the president's policies are, whether it's the patriotism, the economy, how he speaks out, because when you speak out, it's a deterrence. That's why illegal immigration has gone down, because I've been through all this. He went out public. He told everybody, you come across the border, you're going to get locked up. Well, that's a big deterrence when the president is saying that. So maybe they're not coming across the border, because, you know, he said you're going to be locked up.
Exactly. Let's expand on that. Who would think 11 months and 21 days into the presidency we'd have a 25,000 stock market, 3.3% growth rate, 2 million new jobs, the biggest startups ever, the lowest black unemployment ever. And I try to tweet lowest black unemployment numbers ever. Twitter blocks it. I mean, the censorship is insane.
That's sad. That is very sad, and it's very, you know, when they talk about the president's polls, which nobody should believe.
Exactly.
You know how they're stacking a deck. But what about Congress? They're way lower than the president. What about the media? They're worried way down there. I guess car salesmen get the same type of.
Well, you know what it is, Joe? There's a lot of cowards that when they get called or get a poll sent to them, they don't want to say they support Trump. Because you know, they think it might hurt them, but they have the computer bots on these apps mainly. And we knew before the election, Trump was 15 points ahead, according to Silicon Valley. That's why they were panicking so hard. There was even articles about it that he was 15 points ahead, and that I mean, look at all the evidence of fraud versus. And I'm not getting into all whether Moore was good or bad. The point was Judge Roy Moore. Well, they said he was 15 points behind, but he lost by half a point. And then they had all these Democrats on video saying, we came here to vote. We came here to, I mean, they're admittedly in fraud.
Yeah, I'm a little suspicious of what happened to me with, you know, this billionaire, George Soros, pumped in over $3.5 million against me in 30 days. Come on. The Justice Department, the day before early voting, before a judge who would not give me a bench trial on this misdemeanor, said they're going to charge me. 2 weeks later, they charged me with a misdemeanor, said I'm going to go to prison for 6 months. Think of that. In the midst of an election, people voting, violation of the Department of Justice guidelines, they hit me. Why didn't they do it a little earlier? They've been after me since Obama took office, 60 days. So after all these years, they end up getting me on a contempt of court because a judge who has his bias threw it over to have a criminal investigation. Think of that.
Unbelievable.
But that's okay. I'm going to Washington. I'm going to straighten a lot of things out. If they don't put me on any committees, okay, I'll form my own committees. So we'll see what happens.
And that's what the president's going to do in 6 days with his fake news awards. We're just taking the narrative back. And, you know, they censor us off everything else. We just create our own systems.
That's right. And once again, the president knows what he's doing. I think that's what really scares everybody. That's why they keep going after.
Yeah, they're saying he's an idiot and mentally ill and all this. Yeah. Well, that's the case. Sure. We need more of that. SheriffJoeForAmerica.com. And we hope people go and donate and support. And we'll track as you go. I got a gut feeling you're going to win and people get behind you. But regardless, you're going to inject real ideas. And you are, I got to say it, I mean, we got to admire fighters. Compare Sheriff Joe to these millennials. A lot of them are great folks, but just so entitled, so lazy. This fellow, for his country, fighting super hard and sharper than, you know, 20-year-olds out there when he's 80-plus years old. I don't say that as a bad thing. It's a positive thing. And we're very, very proud of you, Sheriff Joe, for everything you've done and then letting them attack you and lie about you. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks, Howard.
All right, there he goes. And I'm going to come back and hit some real key news. And we've got a guest host joining us, but... You know, I remember 20 years ago hearing about Joe and thinking, oh, this is a bad guy, because I was more of a liberal, libertarian kind of guy. Then I actually went and saw what he would do, and it wasn't true. I mean, you can't just go to Russia or Mexico or anywhere else and just walk across and go have a baby for free. We don't hate anybody. And they just turned it into this now. And then some of the minorities that buy into this, who are now the majority, actually think everybody hates them, and then they get racist, and that makes more racists on the other side. The globalists are using us against each other, and they hate people like Arpaio because he wants to bring back prosperity. Spread the live links. We need your help.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.